بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه، وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه والجنة، وشهر المواساة، وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه، من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإتق رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس كلنا يجد ما يفطر الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يؤتي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن، وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إتق من النار، من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وعاتقه من النار. واستكثروا فيه من 4 خصال: خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم، وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما، فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه، وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار، ومن سقى صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة. This is a long hadith narrated by Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah ta'ala in his Sahih, on the authority of Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says: Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a sermon to us on the last day of Shaban, 29th of Shaban or 30th of Shaban, a day before the month of Ramadan. Faqala, and he said in this sermon: Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. There comes upon you, there dawns upon you a month which is great, which is great in virtue, which is great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is revered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of the angels, in the eyes of the pious people, the believers. Mubarakun, it is blessed. Blessed in the eyes of Allah, blessed in the eyes of the angels, blessed in the eyes of the believers, the pious people. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. It is a month in which lies a night which is better than 1,000 months. Shahrun ja'ala Allah siyamahu faridatan wa qiyam laylihi tatawwu'a. It is a month, the fasting of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory. And the qiyamul layl, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sunnah mu'akkada, taraweeh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting during the day fard, and the performance of 20 rakat taraweeh sunnah mu'akkada during the night. Man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin. One who endeavors to acquire the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month through an optional act, through a nafla, kana kaman adda faridatan, he will be like the one who has performed a fard in during days other than Ramadan. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيدَةً فِيهِ, and one who performs a fard in the month of Ramadan, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ, then he will be like that person who has carried out 70 fard, 70 fara'id during days other than the month of Ramadan. So during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of every amal that a person carries out. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَسْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant does not come near me. My servant does not acquire my nearness. My servant does not acquire my proximity. بِشَيْءٍ, through an amal, through a deed, أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ, which is more beloved to me, مِمَّا افْتَرَسْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ, than that deed which I have made compulsory upon him. So if a person was to perform two rak'at nafl, through performing these two rak'at optional prayer, he would come nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would acquire the closeness, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would acquire increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a lot of difference between a person performing two rak'at optional prayer and two rak'at fard. The proximity that a person is able to acquire through performing two rak'at nafl, it is nowhere near that proximity which a person acquires by performing two rakat fard. Similarly with four rakat, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person is able to acquire by performing four rakat fard. Person acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through four rakat nafl, is nowhere near him. So one thing we understand from this Hadith Qudsi is that we should endeavor to carry out all the fara'id as much as possible to the best of our ability. Fara'id, those things that are compulsory. 5 times salat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, giving zakat, performing hajj, being obedient to parents, staying away from everything prohibited, alcohol, killing, stealing, looting, swearing at people, using vulgar language, backbiting. These are all haram, these are all fard deeds, compulsory deeds. So fara'id are fara'id, and to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also fard. So the proximity and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the progress in spirituality that a person acquires by carrying out a fard, by carrying out something which is compulsory, fard or wajib, or by staying away from something that is haram or makruhe tahrimi, it is far more greater than the proximity, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the progress in spirituality that a person acquires by carrying out a nafl. So one should endeavor to perform as many fara'id as possible according to one's ability, to the best of one's ability, and one should try his utmost to stay away from everything that is haram, everything that is makruh tahrimi. Thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. So I love fara'id the most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I love fara'id the most, I love wajibat the most, I love a person staying away from sinful activities the most. So when a person begins to stay away from haram activities, and when a person begins to carry out all the fara'is and all the wajibat, he acquires my nearness and he becomes my wali, my special friend. By staying away from everything that is forbidden, and by carrying out all the fara'id and all the wajibat, a person becomes my wali, my friend, my special friend. After becoming my special friend, he does not stop there. He performs nawafil as well. He engages in optional acts, sunnah acts, mustahab acts, nawafil, optional acts. And through these nawafil, he continues to acquire my proximity more. He continues to acquire my nearness more. He continues to acquire my attention more. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْهِ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ until I make him my beloved. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ when I make him my beloved, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ I become his ears with which he listens. That means, he's so close to me, he's so beloved to me, that I supervise his ears and he will not hear anything wrong. He will not listen to anything wrong. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا I become his eyes with which he sees, which with he observes. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا I become his hand with which he touches. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِ بِهَا I become his feet with which he walks. That means I supervise all his actions and all his words.
And he will not speak anything that will displease me. He will not do anything that will displease me. He will only do and he will only say that is right, that is good, and that will please me. وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِذَنَّهُ. And if he seeks refuge in me from any calamity, any mischief, any evil, I will grant him refuge. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. And if he asks from me, I will definitely grant it to him. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِذَنَّهُ. The point I'm trying to mention is that from this hadith Qudsi we find that there is a difference between fard and nafl. Many a times when people repent and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the tawfiq to lean towards deen, to come towards deen, they find themselves engaged very much in nafla acts. Lot of tilawat, lot of dhikr, many tasbihat. And they fail to carry out the faraid. Maybe 5 times salat regularly, okay. But so many other faraid, abstinence from sins, abstaining from sins, ghiba, it is fard. Slandering, to stay away from slandering. Staying away from ghibah, backbiting, it is fard. Controlling the tongue from things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is fard. Many people, after becoming religious, neglect the qadha of salat that is upon them, qadha of other amal, sadaqatul fitr, the udhiyah, sacrificing, qurbani, sacrifice, qurbani, which they have missed in the past. The point I'm trying to emphasize, my friends, is that we need to be very, very careful in regard to the fara'id. In regard to fara'id that are upon our shoulders today, in regard to faraiz that will be upon our shoulders tomorrow, and in regard to the faraiz that were upon our shoulders yesterday, in the past, we need to consult the muftis and ask them, what is on our shoulders? What is our responsibility as far as the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have missed or omitted in the past is concerned? And we must make sure that we make up for all the faraiz, because the very first thing we will be questioned for on the day of Qiyamah will be our faraiz. Inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-'abdu yawm al-qiyamati as-salah. The very first thing that a person will be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah will be salah. Salah, first fard. And if there is any deficiency in our faraiz, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up with our nawafil. But first, fard will be reckoned for. Fard. So, fard is more important than nawafil, number one. And number two, fard will be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah before nawafil. And number three, it is through fard that a person is able to acquire the proximity, the closeness, the nearness, and the love and the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in leaps and bounds. I will just give you an example to illustrate this. Let's say that if through performing 2 rakat nafl, a person acquires one status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If through performing 2 rakat nafl, a person acquires one status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through the performance of 2 rakat fard, he will acquire 500 status, maybe 1000 status, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So we need to be very, very particular in regard to fara'id. And we need to be particular in regard to nawafil also. Because there are benefits of nawafil also. One benefit is that on the day of Qiyamah, if there is any shortfall in our fara'id, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up through nawafil. Another benefit. That in order to carry out a fard, a person needs spiritual stamina. And if a person does not have spiritual stamina, and he is failing to carry out a particular fard, then through the performance of nawafil, his spiritual stamina will be increased, and after maybe a few months, a few years, he will find that now it has become easy for him to carry out that particular fard. So fara'id in comparison to nawafil are much more beneficial, much more important. But nawafil are also important. Through carrying out the fara'id, a person becomes the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with fara'id, if a person engages in nawafil, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fard is very, very important. Through fard, a person acquires the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in leaps and bounds. Now in the month of Ramadan, when a person carries out a nafl deed, it is equivalent to that farz which is carried out outside Ramadan. So when a person carries out a nafl deed in Ramadan, he acquires the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in leaps and bounds. Because nafl is equal to fard now in the month of Ramadan. So during the month of Ramadan, with our fara'id, with punctuality in fara'id, we should try to engage ourselves as much as possible in nawafil, in as much ibadat as possible in the month of Ramadan. Because every nafl act that we carry out in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to fard. And one fard in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to 70 fara'id. Allahu Akbar. One fard in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to 70 fara'id. So if a person acquires the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing one fard in leaps and bounds, then in the month of Ramadan, when he carries out one fard, it is as if he has carried out 70 fard. So if a person carries out 70 fara'id, imagine the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will be able to acquire. And it is through these nawafil and these fara'id that a person is able to acquire taqwa or acquire the wilayah, friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, one nafl equals fard and one fard equals 70 fard. So a person acquires the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very fast. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The month of Ramadan has been designed to make you muttaqi. The month of Ramadan has been designed to make you the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, what we need to do is we need to be very, very particular in regard to our abstaining from sinful activities, number one. That should be our prime and foremost objective. And even outside Ramadan, that should be our prime and foremost objective. I will not do anything which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, the second objective, I will try to carry out as many other good deeds as possible that will make Allah happy. So I will abstain from everything that makes Allah unhappy, and I will not stop there. Thereafter, whatever time I have, whatever opportunity I have, whenever the opportunity arises, I will try my utmost to do those things which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So abstaining from everything that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy is number one, abstaining from haram. Number two, abstaining from makruh tahrimi. And number three, abstaining from missing a fard, missing a wajib. And doing everything that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, that brings the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carrying out the sunan, carrying out the mustahabbat, carrying out the nawafil, and abstaining from makruhati tanzihiyya. This should be our lifestyle outside Ramadan and in Ramadan. But in Ramadan, we should be even more particular. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah this Ramadan we will do so. And in order to do that, we have to make a timetable for ourselves. We are working, alhamdulillah. We are going to college, alhamdulillah. We have a shop to run, alhamdulillah. Let's try to lessen worldly burden as much as possible. If we are working for 8 hours per day now, if we are able to, if there is any possibility to cut that down to 7 hours, alhamdulillah. 6 hours, alhamdulillah. 5 hours, alhamdulillah. And let us try to utilize as much time as possible in doing good in the month of Ramadan. Let us try to spend as much time as possible in the masjid or in seclusion at home. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible and carry out as many nawafil as possible. Nafl actions, nafl salat, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than zakat. Give zakat and on top of that spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help people, support them, do good, be kind to people, be courteous, behave with good morals, good characters, and also engage in dua during the month of Ramadan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me, my family, my associates, my parents, my brothers, my sisters, the whole ummah, Muslims and non-Muslims, the chance and the opportunity to become happy in this world and also become happy in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to value this great month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with every year and in regard to which we have been neglectful until now. Let us make this month of Ramadan a memorable one. A memorable one means memorable in this world also, that we feel happy that it was this Ramadan, the Ramadan of 2013, where I made a U-turn and I became the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And memorable also in the grave that it was 2013 which guaranteed this peace in the grave for me. And on the day of Qiyamah also that it was the Ramadan of 2013 which guaranteed this shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we go in Jannah, a memorable one in Jannah as well, that it was the Ramadan of 2013 which guaranteed me Jannah also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.